Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here for TyCon Southeast, and that includes Ty Carolinas, Ty Atlanta, and Ty Tampa. I'm excited to have with me right now somebody from a little company called AirWatch, Kabir Barday. Welcome, Kabir.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're here, AirWatch, because your boss talked a little bit this morning. You want to give the highlights of that speech?
Absolutely.
What'd you learn?
Well, it was interesting, actually. Alan, I've heard Alan speak for years and years, and usually it's more in a business context, but a lot of the stories he told, I've heard, but the context was interesting.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. Right? Everybody called it the Alanisms. I've heard him hundreds of times, but the interesting part was having Deepak there, which Deepak co-founded Alan's previous company with Alan.
Right.
And just seeing that dynamic and kind of the candid nature that brought out in both of them was something I've never seen before out of him, which was great.
Yeah, that was a treat. I saw so many people taking notes. Was like a, you can learn something from a couple of people that start some billion-dollar companies, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the combined knowledge there is great, but, it's funny. You think you can write something like that down and become that type of person. I think it's, Alan has something special that's hard to replicate a little bit.
I think both of them do. I thought they had a great dynamic together, and you can see why the Manhattan Associates were so successful.
Yeah. I mean, just the smiles from both of them up there, it was special for both of them as well.
So now you're here because you're part of the Student Entrepreneur Awards.
Yep.
For the TyCon Southeast event.
Yep. I'm not a student entrepreneur, but I have been working with the student entrepreneurs.
Have you been mentoring them or?
I haven't mentored them. I've been coordinating the judges to select a finalist and a winner ultimately for this evening's program.
So now, is there anything surprising when you look at the student entrepreneur nominations and their projects and their businesses?
Yeah, I was surprised by just the breadth of different industries and experiences that they're part of. There are some folks that are doing some more medical equipment things. There are some folks more in the social technology app space.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks doing nonprofit. There's a lot of different environments around Georgia and in the Southeast that really allow that range of different activities.
Now, when we say student, are you in charge of the high school or the college?
This is specifically college.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who is a full-time student in 2013.
So now, is there anything that you look at these? Have you seen any presentations, or you just see?
I've seen all the materials.
Okay, and then. It's kind of gives you a reason for optimism when you see that kind of passion from these college kids, right? Like you hear all this doom and gloom about the university. These people are graduating and they got, they're working at Starbucks. And then you see some of these kids presenting and you're like, what are you guys worried about?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely incredible. One of the students out of Georgia Tech actually doesn't want to graduate, but he has his company he's trying to run. So, it's incredible what he worked out. He convinced Georgia Tech to sponsor his own company as his own internship. So he's not only starting a company, has gotten, close to $250,000 in funding already, and is getting college credit for it.
For it as a bonus.
I mean, it's incredible.
I want him to negotiate my next contract.
Exactly.
So now, talk about AirWatch a little bit. You guys have been doing some amazing things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So the most recent news is an acquisition by a company called VMware.
Right.
Out of Silicon Valley, the good news is Atlanta had such a presence in Atlanta, and there was a little bit of worry after that acquisition that
right,
we'd pick
that
up
and leave. That's happened before.
Exactly.
I don't know if you've been aware of that.
Yeah.
Atlanta's been known for acquisition and then see you later, bye.
Yeah, and if you look at stories like Noonan's ISS, I mean, the brand disappears as well, too, right? So one of the things that's been important to us as part of that acquisition is we've made it clear that, VMware was interested in a presence in Atlanta. They're going to continue to grow that presence in Atlanta. And from a brand perspective, AirWatch had such a strong name in the industry that we're actually maintaining the name AirWatch
as
an independent subsidiary and are still going to be headquartered and based in Atlanta and still growing. So from that perspective, nothing's really changed. It's still kind of business as usual.
Now, was it surprising for everybody at AirWatch, or did you guys know this was brewing?
You know, there's always an expectation of some sort of liquidity or exit, you know, when you're in that type of startup tech environment. I think the biggest surprise to some of the folks was choosing a acquisition route as opposed to an IPO route.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of buzz even from our leadership team and, you know, a lot of rumors always about filing for an IPO and really making that the special story in Atlanta. But when, you know, time came to make the decision, you know, I think our leadership made a really wise choice with just the trends that were happening in the industry, pairing our technology with VMware.
Right, because there was a hole in VMware's portfolio,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You guys just slid right in there, nice and neat.
Yeah, and if you think about it, there was a hole in ours as well that they kind of paired with. And so, you know, it made a whole lot of sense.
Now, so when that went down, what was it like at the company? Was there like cheering? Was there you know, champagne bottles flying?
There was champagne everywhere. It was funny. People were drinking around 10 a.m. The unfortunate thing was I had a trip.
You had
to,
a meeting.
Oh, I was in.
So you missed it.
I was in Kansas City, and I was supposed to go with our VP of services, and the day before he canceled on me and gave a really suspect answer.
What? So like, you go by yourself here. Yeah. You can handle it.
So I got a text the next morning kind of explaining the situation, and, you know, I was smiles ear to ear regardless.
So. Right. So you're a winner either way, right?
Yeah. I celebrated with some alcohol after I got back.
So that must have been exciting to be part of that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd been there. You know, I started right out of Georgia Tech, actually. Uh-huh. And I started, you know, Alan was telling a story this morning about how we had a product that nobody wanted. We gave it all away for free. And, you know, that's when I was there. We were sharing hotel rooms.
Right. And you're like, well, I don't know about this. Was this a good choice? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so seeing that whole evolution and kind of being part of kind of John and Alan's story at AirWatch has been pretty interesting.
Now, do you see yourself as you go on in your career to get more involved with time, take more mentorship role, and, you know, really kind of take the pay it forward philosophy that Ty encompasses?
Yeah, you know,
you got the bug.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in being part of the community. I wouldn't say I'm as fully qualified to actually be a mentor, but you know, I'm interested in helping the organization as much as I can.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more about AirWatch, what's the website?
Air-watch.com.
All right, Kabir, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at TyCon Southeast 2014.